Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Hello and welcome, AJ Bridge and Spider with the Friday podcast. We're going to have a laugh with the President of the United States. He's been up to all sorts of weird things as usual. And funny man Ed Cavalier joins us here on the potty.
We've got her.
What's that?
Ali from The Bachelorette.
Oh, but yeah.
We
she's
don't
not
have,
hard.
Well, we don't have Tate, who, you know, yep. She said she loved Tate. We don't have him, so is she still with Tate? Who knows? And please, AJ, behave. Okay. I know you've got something up your sleeve, and that scares me. I need to check your sleeves.
Just be normal.
Okay.
That's what I often say to the kids. Can you just be normal just for a little while?
Impossible.
Also, Herb, our resident fisherman, he's going to join us, tell us where to catch fish on the Gold Coast. And also, I've got to be in my bonnet about these people that stand at work. It's ridiculous, and they always tend to go back to sitting down.
Why are you wearing a bonnet?
I don't know. Just thought it'd be cool. What do you reckon?
I think toddlers wear bonnets.
Yeah, it looks good, though.
Not with a B in it.
Yeah. Stung me twice.
Hey, listen, you can vote for Best Mechanic right through the day as well for the best of today. Best Mechanic, you can vote on 132710. You can contact us on the Facebook or Instagram, Gold92.5. Have a great weekend.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Ed Cavalier!
Hello, guys. Good to be here. I bring incredible news. No, here we go.
Yes.
We don't talk a lot about pop music when we get together, but we have to talk about this because it's been confirmed by a member of One Direction that Taylor Swift was getting carried around in a suitcase.
Oh, yes. This is hilarious.
Bridget, you were...
Come on. See the bodyguards. She's getting carried around. She does. Nah. And then they put her in the trunk. They put her in the boot of the car.
Well, who hasn't ever gone in the boot of a car?
Yeah, but it's not a drive-in.
No, you're right. So this is the story from 2017. Yeah. So her fans are mad. They're called Swifties. They're so crazy. And the story went that she was moving house and she hadn't been seen on social media for 2 or 3 months. And as you know, for these people, Bridge, if they're not on social media every 2 seconds, they feel as though they've disappeared. And she did it on purpose.
Yes.
And then, Spider, there was this footage of these big, burly guys, 13 of them, with military backpacks, carrying this stuff out of her apartment. And one of the things was this giant black suitcase, and then they put it into the back of this truck.
I swear.
I promise you. And then yesterday, or 2 days ago, Zayn, who was in, One Direction, the hottest one, and we all still mourn his passing from the band, he said he was doing an interview with Vogue, and they'd finished the interview, and they were talking about the nature of fame, and then he just says out of nowhere, look at my friend Taylor. She was getting carried around in a suitcase. So he's confirmed it.
I know. It's hilarious.
Oh, you know what? You can fit so many more kids in a car now.
I know. Jetstar's going to have a nightmare. It's $30. $40 if you want to have the... every suitcase that's currently getting jammed into the overhead compartment that's too big on a Jetstar flight, you're going to hear, Mom, when are we getting to Phuket? And I actually can confirm this because, famous people who are very, very well known, sometimes they have to disguise their identity. And I can confirm, now I work with Grant Denyer every day, every morning, as you know. When Grant Denyer and I travel together, when Grant Denyer and I travel together, obviously I'm there and Grant Denyer travels in a Hello Kitty pencil case. That's the only way we can get him around.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yes, it's that time of the morning. Stand back from your radio, 19 to 8, Allo to Tweed.
Yeah, well, people know these kind of people around the workplace, and we'll have a crack at them because we do laugh a little bit behind their back.
Hey, that's nasty.
No, we do, but we're talking about those people that now stand at their working stations.
Hang on, I do that?
No, but you know those new ones who are in front of the computer and they're saying that sitting is bad for you? I love watching these people who get this new stand-up desk and they all... It's all the big fad.
Oh, the ergonomic ones.
Yeah. Okay. So they all kind of, you know, they have their computers and they're absolutely no health benefits. No
yes,
evidence.
There is
no evidence that there is any health benefits. Remember the first one? Remember the Swiss ball was all the rage?
That was hilarious.
And you'd walk into work and there'd be everybody sitting and bouncing on a Swiss ball and they're saying, oh, this is fantastic for your posture.
Yeah.
Great for your back.
That's right.
And now come along the standing desks. Well, I love it because you see them on week one. You look at week one and it's look at me, it's all about, they're all upbeat and they're all excited and they're saying, you know, I'm burning calories and I'm feeling so good and I get so much more work done.
Yeah.
Week two, inside they want to sit down. They really want to sit down, but they can't. They still got to see as being upbeat, saying, I love it. It's really good for you.
Yeah.
Look at me. Come and try and get everyone else on board. But inside they're going, oh, I don't know if this is the right move. Week three, they're mentally shattered. You can see it. And they're sitting there and they don't want to sit down, but they have to. They've spent hundreds on this new desk and they don't want to ruin the company. And they're sitting there going, oh, my God, I've bragged for so long. I don't want to get embarrassed. I've got to stand. And then week four, it comes out. Sorry, I've got a sore knee. I've got a sore ankle. I've got to sit back down. I've got to sit down. And 3 weeks later, they are still sitting down. They are an absolute waste of time, these stand-up desks. If they wanted us to sit down, why make us bend? Why make our legs bend and invent chairs? Exactly right.
Yes.
Sit down at work.
All right.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Says a bloke who's standing up to do that spray. You idiot.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridge's feed.
What's trending, Bridge?
Look. Let me just get through the Bachelor stuff first, because I know later when we do speak with Ali...
Is she coming on later on?
She's coming on later on.
You little ripper.
We won't get a word in. Now, I know the whole season, oh, don't worry. Oh, watch Sky News instead. Oh, the Bachelorette's crap. Oh, but who wants to take over the segment later on? Don't worry about me staying up till 10 o'clock watching it. No. AJ wants to take over a bit later on.
I watched it last night.
And you've got a bit of surprise for Ali, haven't you, Adrian?
Yes, I have.
If you watched it last night, what were the last two? What were their names?
Oh, the blokes?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just watched the show. No idea the blokes' names were.
Oh, you're very funny.
I like Ali.
Yes, I know you do.
We know you do.
Now, interestingly, though, here's the twist for later. Read in this what you want. That it said during the week we would be talking to Ali and the winner.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, we're only talking to Ali.
Yeah.
Read into that what you will. Yeah. But here she was last night choosing Tate.
It's about risking it all. And I'm willing to risk the hopes and dreams that I came here with because I'm so in love with you.
Now, this is a girl that the whole time said, timelines, I need you to come in with my timelines and I want to be married by the end of the year, I want a kid by the end of next year, bang, 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 bang. Tate, understandably, said, the winner said, look, I was just here to find love. You're putting a lot of pressure on me. But she still chose him, even though the other guy, Todd, her knight in shining armour, said everything she wanted to hear but not good enough. Now, this is just like Sophie Monk, wanted to be married with children, and she picked the guy who was still married and had a vasectomy.
And had a truckload of money.
And here's Ali choosing the guy with muscles over the guy that actually said he had everything for her. The funniest part are the tweets from last night, everyone saying put your knight costumes out for the guy who lost because he was the knight in shining armour.
Yep.
I love this. Ali, I want to get married and have kids. Tate, I'm not ready. Ali, okay, I choose you. It just made no sense. And I hate to say, yes, you're right. You're right, AJ. I did waste a fair bit of my life on that show. However, one of the funniest parts of last night is they're saying, how did Ali, in economy on Jetstar, get a glass of champagne given to her?
Oh.
Yes. Stranger things may happen. All right, now I want to wrap up with this. And I know this has been very big this week.
Okay.
Onion Gate.
Oh, yeah, we've been all over it. Been huge.
This is the deal. This is the latest.
Okay.
A lady has claimed, she's come out now to say she slipped and fell also. Everyone has. I don't know. I slip on onions all the time.
Oh, we're still coat booted now?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, she said she had a near-death experience in Bunnings in a sausage-related slip-up. She slipped on an onion, and she said this is no joke. It nearly cost her life, her house, her job, and no one will truly understand the trauma she's going through. So she's going to sue for it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sure money will make up for it, which is great.
I know how she feels. I had a near-death experience as well when I ate my wife Cherie's cooking one night.
Don't. You are an absolute Barry Crocker.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Good morning, President Trump. Thanks again for agreeing to come on and talk with us on air, sir.
Yes, but on only one condition.
What's that?
You promised not to go all fake news CNN on me, you know, with the gotcha questions.
Oh, okay. There you go.
No, okay. We never would, but we'll try to avoid all that, Mr. President. But can you please tell us what's going on with the Florida recount situation? What do you think really happened at the ballot, sir?
Look, this is such a joke. These people in charge of the ballots down in Florida, they're so corrupt. If the Democrats are in the lead, I mean, if the Republicans are leading, they're not. But seriously, the vote counters have tampered with so many elections here. Vladimir Putin now calls Florida for advice.
Now, sir, look, you faced some criticism over the weekend for not attending a World War I American veteran ceremony at the cemetery due to rain.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Yesterday you tweeted that the Secret Service prevented you from going for security reasons. Can you explain what happened?
Sure. Look, the bottom line was security, and the Secret Service said no. It had nothing to do with me. I wasn't scared of the rain. I was totally prepared for a bad hair day, guys. Really. I had my Make America Great Again French beret ready to go. It's totally waterproof and everything. But look, these things happen. Sometimes we don't get to do what we want to do. Like yesterday, I wanted to get a leg workout in at the gym, but I couldn't go. I had to skip leg day. Secret Service nixed it.
You have very muscular legs, sir. The legs of a thoroughbred. So perfectly toned.
Thanks, Vice President Pence. That's not the least bit creepy. Look, guys, on the bright side, the trip wasn't a total loss. Did you see that French topless protester who jumped in front of my motorcade? That was a nice surprise. But frankly, two nice surprises, believe me.
Sir, while we're on the French, is it true you're going to put tariffs on French wine?
No.
Sir?
We're going to tariff the hell out of their wine. All kinds of wine. We're going to tariff the Cabernet, the Chablis, the Bordeaux, all the wine, if it's the last thing I do. And we're going to tariff a lot of other things, too. French toast, French dressing, French maids. In fact, the only thing I'm not going to put an additional tax on will be French fries. I like eating them too much. That I can tell you.
Sir, so not sure if you caught the interview that former First Lady Michelle Obama did promoting her new memoir. She said she stopped even trying to smile while she was at your inauguration. Any comment on that, sir?
You know what? I don't really care what Mrs. I'm proud of my husband with the fake birth certificate has to say about me, all right? Now, look, I'm just glad Michelle wrote a book, okay? Someone in that family has to earn some money. And judging from what her husband knows about creating jobs, it's not going to be him, okay?
Oh, wow. Look, there's a rumor that your daughter Ivanka and your wife Melania do not get along well together. And as they may even hate each other.
Oh, no.
At one point, your chief of staff, John Kelly, may have even had a sit-down with both of them. Any truth to that, sir?
Look, this is blown way out of proportion. I just think there's some healthy jealousy there. Two incredibly hot women, one significantly older, competing for the love of a tremendously strong and humble man. Now, look, I'm going to cut Ivanka some slack because, you know, not many children of divorce get along with mommy number three, okay?
But I know how you feel.
Come to think of it, that could make for a good plot to a pay-per-view soft porn movie.
You are
different. But, look, speaking of the First Lady and not getting along with people, we've also heard rumours that she doesn't get along with your chief of staff, John Kelly. They're both butted head at times. What do you want to say about that?
You know what? How dare he pick stupid fights with my wife and point out her faults and make her feel small and worthless. That's my job.
Oh.
Hey, President, this Friday you're handing out the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, and just so you Gold Coast folks know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian honor in America. Nice. Not to be confused with the highest civilian in America, who is the rapper Snoop Dogg. Okay.
I'm reading that some of the recipients include Elvis, Babe Ruth, and a former Supreme Court justice, all of whom are not living anymore.
Yes, and I know what you're thinking. That's going to make the photo op kind of tricky. Which, you know, it reminds me, can you put a medal around the neck of a hologram? I'm asking for a friend.
Thank you again, President Trump. We look forward to chatting to you next week.
Stay huge, Gold Coast.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We're asking you to show love for the greatest city in the world, the best of the Gold Coast, on Gold 92.5.
Be watching 7 News Gold Coast every day at 5:30 p.m.
Beth Mechanic today, 1327 10 on the phone, the Facebook page and Instagram.
I'm going to vote for a young man, Luke Nalen from Oxenford Service Centre. Best mechanic on the coast.
Donna in Mudrabar. Donna, where's the best mechanic? Who gets your vote?
Mike Roach gets my vote. He does gas, he does petrol. Southeast Queensland Gas, I think is what he calls himself.
Yes, I gave him a plug before. He's come and done one of my cars that was gas, and I think he's the only one in Queensland that's a mobile gas mechanic.
Michael, good morning. He's a thorough professional, isn't he? Thorough professional.
He is full on, mate. If you want it fixed, he'll do it.
Thanks, Donna.
Legend.
Hello, Alice of Pimpamar. Who are you voting for, best mechanic?
Titan Day Auto Care at Omo. Greg is brilliant. Very respectful. Does everything for me. Fantastic.
At Omo, who's the best mechanic?
Charlie's Mobile Automotive. Fixing the tyres. He found stuff I didn't even know and took care of it. Just took care of it. Didn't charge. Little jobs like that. Those are the little things that make a difference.
And quickly, is his name Charlie?
Charlie, of course.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Mitch, who are you voting for?
I'm looking for a Black Label Automotive.
Black Label. Thank you, Mitch.
Here's a bloke that would know a mechanic. In fact, he's been with that many mechanics, he's probably slept with, well, not with
a
mechanic.
No, hey, in the same room. No, well, we're talking to Dickie J, Dick Johnson from DJR Team Penske Racing. Massive, I suppose, supercar series coming up next weekend. But, Dickie, we want to talk about mechanics. You used to be a mechanic.
Oh.
Yeah, I still am, mate. You never lose it. So I basically, that's what I was from day one. I was a motor mechanic by trade, and I had my own business, and that's where I got into a Shell servo and et cetera.
That's
the only way I could fund a motor race.
Okay, I said I never knew that about you, Dickie J. So tell us, what should we be looking for, especially ladies as well that aren't too sure? What should we be looking for in a good mechanic?
Look, What you're looking for is the one thing that everyone in the world should be looking for, and that's honesty.
Yes.
As long as they're honest with you and tell you the truth, and if they don't know something, just say, I don't know, you know, and find out. But goddamn, you can Google anything these days, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a genius. You know, they use Google all the time, these people.
Yeah, and Dickie, with mechanics, what was your favourite part of it? Yeah, you know, as you say, you're growing up in it. What did you love about it? Because there's so many mechanics out there that are now like family friends.
Mm. Yeah, well, I was mainly into engines, mate. I was really into engine building and stuff like that, and we didn't have the equipment going back then like they have today, and you know, just to hot up your FJ or something like that was a real mission.
Well, that's what they say. The old cars, Dickie J, you can fix them with a pie tin and some pantyhose, right?
Well, I don't know about the pantyhose.
Yeah, instead of the... You could always use that instead of
a fan belt.
They weren't invented then. They were single ones, you know.
Hey, Dick, just before you go, it's been touted by the government a lot in the last couple of days, and we're talking, of course, the Indy cars. What's your opinion, mate? Good idea to get them back?
Look, I'm a bit sort of undecided on that because I don't think the race we have on the Gold Coast now is pretty special as it is, and to be able to sort of introduce the Indy cars back again, they certainly wouldn't suit the track we're racing on currently. So, I'm not a real fan at this point.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, Dickie, but we'll talk to you next week with the last series or the last round of the supercars with you and second place Red Bull very, very close. So we'll talk to before you get to Newcastle next week.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that, mate. But Lee, if you really want a really good mechanic on the coast,
yes,
Rob Allars from the Gold Coast Sports and Prestige Centre. He's in behind the Ferry Road Markets there, and he does like prestige cars and things like that. You don't get greeted with a guy in a suit with a cup of coffee and all that rubbish because they've got their hand in your back pocket, you know. So,
I'll put the vote in, Dickie.
Please do.
Have a good weekend, Dick. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
On the phone, the Bachelorette.
Oh, please behave. Yes, she certainly is. This is how it all unfolded.
It's about risking it all. And I'm willing to risk the hopes and dreams that I came here with because I'm so in love with you.
Oh, Ali, we love, hello, but a lot of people on the social media networks are saying you're all about timelines, deadlines, babies, marriage, everything. You weren't going to go down the same path, and you chose the bloke who couldn't promise you any of it.
I chose the guy that was very honest with me and that in our future together I can trust more than anything.
Oh, that's great. Look, this is what you said months ago when you came into the studio, Ali. Have a listen.
And the most important question, do you find love? This is what we want to know.
Well, it is a very important question and you'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, and now we just wait and see.
But, yeah, I can tell you that I'm really happy. I'm at peace. I'm glad I did it, definitely.
Okay, so you said you're happy, you're at peace. You never said you're in love. Are you still with Tate?
Yes, I am, and happier than ever. So in love, and yeah, our connection is stronger than ever. I'm so happy.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Well, this is no good for us.
Hang on,
AJ, because he watched last night. He watched one episode, which was last night.
Yeah,
he'd gone to a lot of preparation to put this together for you this morning, and here he goes.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not enough.
Oh no,
no good for you. Oh. So, Ali. Ali, my darling, when you came to the studio, I thought there was something there.
Oh, Ali.
But I have put this poem together.
Oh.
With all of my love, Ali. Here I go.
Oh, poor Ali. Oh, wow.
Ali.
Oh.
I was going to be the warrior to fight for our love.
Oh.
We'll fly together. Fly higher than the dove.
That voice.
I'll be your wall and shield you from danger. I'll take you all the pain for you, from me. Pain is no stranger.
Oh, wow.
Ali, you'll be the queen in the kingdom of my heart. Oh. And then I'll be the king, so we'll never be apart.
Can Rod McLeod with the news save us, please?
Ali, you'll be my majesty. I will serve you forever.
Oh.
And for all the times, I will leave you never. Stop that up.
Ali, please tell him you're taken. Please.
I'm taken.
Oh. Ali, there was something going on when you came in that day.
Oh.
The voice is pretty good, though.
Oh, you're still a chance, AJ.
He always wants the ones that aren't available.
You're still a chance. Hey, Ali, good luck. I'm sure that we'll spin the wheel. We'll spin the wheel because we will see you.
What reality show next?
Well, we know that...
No more reality TV shows.
Oh,
this is the wheel of reality.
That's what they all say.
Family Food Fight, I'm a Celeb, Blind Date, First Dates, The Proposal. Oh, Bride and Prejudice.
Oh.
Let's make sure Australia is on your side for when you get married.
Yes.
Ali, don't be scared, but I will be stalking you.
Yeah, no.
He will.
Good luck. Good luck with
Thank
your
you.
Love. See
Bye.
Ya.
Cheers.
29 past 8.
You've had a tough run over the last couple of weeks, haven't you?
You have bagged the show for months, and then you've just commandeered the most important interview.
I know.
It was funny, though.
Sorry.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Here we
go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiders, Name That Year.
So, Bridgie, while you were away ill for a couple of days, we had a competition inside a competition. Peter, would you like to explain what
happened? This is like the Russian Dolls.
Yeah, I took on the chaser. I took on the embarrasser one-on-one. I went head-to-head against Rob McLeod.
Okay.
And Tuesday, I said, let's put a game of golf on it and the cart. So
really,
I was semi-confident. Rob walked away with the 18 holes of golf and cart hire, which I've got to pay for.
Okay.
So Wednesday, I thought, okay, let's have a crack at the food truck while we're playing golf. You can buy yourself a couple of white nights, a few bourbon cans, a sandwich, and a packet of chips.
It's not really a food truck, is it? It's really for the booze, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, I lost that. So Rod's got a game of golf with a cart and a free crack at the food cart.
Well, see, you're a bit silly to put the bets on anyway, aren't you?
And then yesterday I thought, you know what? I'm going all out.
Yes.
Uber home or a second crack at the food cart. And Rod won the Uber home.
Oh, you've cleaned up.
Rod absolutely spanked me, but I got one out of the two most days.
Oh, good work.
So I'm happy to have you back because I'm saving money.
Okay.
So
that's expensive.
For new listeners of Name That Year, this is how it happens. We have three pieces of history.
Yes.
It's Bridget Mary up against Peter Raymond, and Rod cleans up the mess at the end. So you're right to play.
Yes,
cleans
I'm good.
He's cleaned up this week, guys. Yeah.
Jackpot.
And yeah, I've never seen him concentrate so much either. And you know when we got to a stage where we kind of debated a little bit?
Of course.
No.
Straight in.
As soon as the music finished. Rod, 1991.
Oh, really? It was intense.
Didn't even get a chance to think.
Why did you think you were going to take your win?
I don't know. Stupid.
Anyway, good.
We're off to the movies. First up, Name That Year.
We're here for the wedding.
You are expecting us.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
Mamma mia, here I go again. My, how can I resist ya?
Mamma mia, the movie. The year it came out.
My stepmother. I tell you, when this came out, my stepmother played it over and over again and then played ABBA over and over again.
Oh.
That's all that you could hear in the house.
I thought it wasn't that old.
Oh.
How many times have they made this movie? Only the once?
Look, it's a while ago because this is when Dad was still living on the island out in Moreton Bay. So I'm going to say Bridge 2011.
No.
Fraction earlier. I had it written down 2010.
No.
Ooh. Well, I reckon even earlier still. I reckon around 2003.
No, 2008.
Oh.
PD win by default.
Yeah.
Oh.
Couldn't do this through the week, could you?
No.
And happy birthday to my stepmom. I'm going to her 21st this weekend.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm joking. She's younger than my dad, believe me.
Some music for you. Name that year. Here comes the sun. The Fab Four, the wonderful Beatles, the George Harrison penned and sung Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
George Harrison.
Spider 1967.
No.
Well, when he broke away from the band, huh? See, how's that? I thought it was the Beatles. I didn't even know that was Georgie Porge.
No, it's the Beatles, but he wrote it and sung the song Here Comes the Sun.
Okay.
He didn't sing that many Beatles songs. I mean, he did, but that was one of the Beatles songs George Harrison penned and sung.
Okay, cool. It's a cute one. I think this was before the Cuckoo Larue, Cuckoo Cachoo, I'm the Walrus, take a bit of stuff. I think you're right. I reckon around, I'll say 1968.
No.
I think this was one of their earlier efforts. Was it Rubber Soul? I don't know. 1965?
No. Bridges is very close. 1969.
I thought that was Sergeant Pepper era.
Your favourite year, Rod?
Yes.
Dinner for two.
So, stop it right now.
You taught me that.
I had to pull that one out. that's an oldie with a goodie.
I don't want to even...
I'm happy you did.
There, yeah.
That's from my era, that one.
Love it.
So one all, kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. I'll get all excited here, Bridgie Mary.
Right. Elliot is riding very hard, but Farlap's got it. Come on, Farlap. Farlap, you beauty.
A great debut for the Australian beauty, Farlap. One of the handsomest horses ever seen on an American track. A little temperamental, but what star isn't? In one race, he's proved himself. And how the fans love it. A real champion and a new racetrack idol.
What year was Farlap's final race? It was in America. We never got to see him ever again.
Where is his taxidermied body now? What museum?
It's in Melbourne.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Okay. MCG, museum.
Is it?
So Farlap's final race.
I'm going to be off the decades. I wouldn't have a clue. I can't remember how.
Well, just remember, try and remember the year that he won the cup. He won two cups.
You saw it back to back. Spectacular. It was all about it.
No, I still don't know. I'm going to say Spider, 1926.
No.
I think it's the 20s, though.
I was weighing up between 20s and 40s.
I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to say Bridge, 1932.
Yes!
Nice!
Are you kidding me?
Well, you've done very well because he won the cup in 1930.
And of course.
Can you recall the footage of him being loaded onto the boat? They put the horse's body.
That's right.
Harness.
Yeah.
That would have been traumatic for him, right?
Yeah, I reckon, yeah.
Mm. Like the whole journey over to America.
Yeah.
Right?
You would have known that, Rod, too, wouldn't you? 32?
32, yeah.
Here we go.
Wasn't it his... he died of poisoning, like arsenic poisoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't because of the stuff that they used to shine him up. There was arsenic in that stuff that they scrubbed on him.
Oh, really?
Correct, yeah.
Look, that's good information, but you're not winning anything, a new shirt from the golf shop. You're out.
You're out, so am I.
Bridge, you won the day. Congrats.
Hey. Oh,
thank you. What do I get? Love.
Congratulations.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.